This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elana Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elana, it's always great to have you with us.
Yeah, glad to be here. If I was a congressman, I'd be glad to be anywhere but a town meeting.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that this week. For the first time in a long time, a lot of these guys are probably like, you know, representing the people is great, except when you actually have to deal with the people.
Well, you know, the thing is, I hear that some of them are just not scheduling the town meetings, and when their staff gets called, they're like, oh, we don't know anything about why they're not doing any town meetings. And so you have to admit that would be tempting. Wouldn't it take off for Aruba or something?
Oh, probably so. You know, they're probably used to these town hall meetings most summers when you get three people showing up at a library or something to talk about the local millage, but not this year.
Yeah, and I actually heard, this is a great quote, this is not made up. Somebody stood up at a town meeting and yelled, get your government out of my Medicare.
Well, that's what the president said, yeah, that some lady said to him.
And I was like, we couldn't write a better joke than that for our show.
I know. Well, there's so many jokes possible here because I've read quite a few portions of the bill. And it's even if you spend a lot of time reading it, it's very hard to understand, which I think is the idea behind this. So they can claim they know what's in it and then deny it once people actually read it.
I guess that's a good tactic if that's what they're doing.
I know. But the Capitol Steps, as usual, distilling complicated issues into the very understandable.
Yeah, and I'll have to explain some of the sight gags in this song a little bit. We do have people walking out in various states of distress, knife through the head, hand missing, with fake ribbons, like Monty Python style of blood coming off it, and that sort of thing.
All right. Here's the Capitol Steps with a preview of our upcoming health care system if the president gets his way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your brand new government-run health care system. Now, we here feel that it is high time that you trusted your health care to the same people who ran FEMA. Now, we feel that we're going to be able to cover everyone out there, but there are still a few kinks that we need to work out. For instance, we will not be able to cover things such as illness. No, we here feel that, you know, if you live for a long, long time, I mean, it's going to cost us money. Now, if we could have the first patient out here, please. Yes, yes. Oh, good evening, good evening. How are you? How are you? What can I do for you?
I've had an accident.
Oh, I see. You don't look like you will be dead soon. And there's transplant guys who came before you. Take a seat back there with the head wounds. We've got a lot of livers to do. All right. Hello, sir. How are you tonight? Can I help you? Well, it looks like your hand is missing. Were you born with one hand or two? If it's two, then that's pre-existing. You've got some real explaining to do. Next patient, please. Oh, my. Oh, let's see. That's too many kids. Take a few back. We can't cover you. All we can do is put a cork in you. Here's the thing. We're telling the voters. You want health care? Sure, we'll give it to you. Shark attack. We'll need 2 weeks' notice. The price has grown humongous. Up here in the Congress, we've got a lot of fibbing to do. Jack.
Oh, Elana. So basically, the moral of the story is if you're going to get sick, do it in the next couple months.
I hear that could actually cover only John and Kate plus two. It's actually in the bill.
Not surprising. Well, the Octomom's in big trouble then, if that's the case.
Well, that's actually came out in the middle of the song. The Octomom, she dropped a couple more on her way out. There was babies flying in that number.
Well, is John Edwards' new baby going to be under his health care plan?
There's some sort of grand jury going on right now, right?
Well, the report today is that he's about to divulge that he, in fact, is the father, which a lot of people apparently already knew.
No.
Indeed.
This is a great day for comedy, folks.
Well, I don't know. You know, you had the South Carolina governor with all the headlines, so I guess Edwards up there in North Carolina decided he'd had just enough of that.
Okay, well, I'm going to Google it right now.
Elena, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Find out more about them and buy their new CD, Obama Mia, online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.